At a community centre in southeast London, they're getting back into training. What makes this football club different is it's the only one in the country specifically for Muslim women. Sisterhood FC only started in 2018, but it's clear how much it means to its members.
I came across them through Instagram, Sisterhood FC, and I saw that there were lots of hijabis, lots of girls who looked like me, and I thought, let me give it a shot, and I went to their training session, and it was so much fun, and all the girls were so welcoming and lovely, and I never went back to anything else.
Initially, the club struggled with funding, but recently, for the first time, it's played five-a-side and seven-a-side in the Ladies' Superliga.
We were really determined to say, like, well, yeah, this is what we look like, but we can still play ball and we can still get pretty far in the league. And we came fourth, and it was for our first kind of league. I think we're really happy about that, to be fair.
Regardless of results, it's already proving invaluable for young women from across the capital. Recently, some have got together to watch World Cup matches.
It's nice to see that the World Cup is for everyone, and it's like it can be represented in countries outside of Europe and in like Muslim countries. So it's nice to see that. And I was supporting Iran when they were playing. They're out with the league now, so I've lost interest a little bit.
Well, we might be a long way from the World Cup stadiums in Qatar, but for these players, what matters most is simply enjoying the sport and being able to be themselves. And as it attracts new players, the hope is the club can offer a welcoming space to more Muslim women for years to come. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, Rotherhithe in London.